Pauley Middle School. WG2B, this is Kathleen Jones, and we are at the NCBA Winter Guard Championships at Del Oro High School. I want to wish you the best of luck, and I'll get back to you when you're ready to begin your performance. All right, we've just gotten the go-ahead. Just to let you know, if there are pauses and you hear weird things like your music's being cut off, it's just I hold off on comments until we have equipment. All right, here we go. Make sure that we initiate all at the same time. Okay, as we go up and over, we want to make sure that when we get to that final flat, that we squeeze and we all get there at the same time. Try not to watch the flagpole as you're doing the carves. As we do the flat move, like the Waldert turn, we just need to make sure that it stays horizontal. I like the fact that we're using different planes and spatial pathways with the equipment so far. Okay, sabers, as you go to do the spin behind the back, you need to release the wrist. The wrist needs to be really loose. Some of you are really, really tight on the wrist, and the saber didn't go down behind your head. That was a nice individual effort by the soloist with the toss. From our vantage point, unfortunately, because we're so low, it's very hard as the flags are coming around the outside to see what's happening with the sabers. It just looks pretty crowded. And once again, that's not anything that you're doing. It's just our vantage point. Going back to some of the things that I was seeing with the equipment, some individuals have a really good understanding of what it takes with the forearm to get the equipment to do what you needed to do. You really need to make sure that you change the tension in the wrist. Nice job by the soloist in the back. Not sure whether you under-rotated or over-rotated, or if it was supposed to actually be a half catch. Just make sure we're a little stronger on that. Nice hand-to-hand flip there. Good exploration of that horizontal space with the rifles. Okay, make sure, rifles, that we're getting set in our position before we go to toss. It kind of looks like we're kind of mushing through counts. Looking backstage at the smaller flags, a very nice job. We just need to make sure, some of you, that is a definite extension. Nice musicality happening there with the standing up of the green flags. As we're moving across the floor, we got to make sure that if we're in a horizontal position, that it stays horizontal. And as we're moving through our spatial pathways to get to where we need to be, that we're not bringing that tip up. Nice ideas with the ensemble moment here. I like the fact that we're facing different ways. We have a couple of people that are really rushing the beginning of the phrases. So we just need to make sure that we know and understand our counts all the way throughout, and we know exactly when those phrases start and where they end so we can start the next phrase. Okay, the equipment work that was written for the show was at a perfect level for this guard. The achievement was pretty even across the board. We do have some performers that I can tell are maybe not as experienced as others, and you can see those things when we do things like we're out flourishing out to the side and things where they're going back behind the head. We did it a couple times with each piece of equipment, and the wrist control and moving the shoulder and the elbow back, those things weren't happening completely, so you just want to make sure that you get that extension and understand the change in tension and flexion in the wrist to get the equipment to do what you needed to do. Good luck.